Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively describe a person who has influenced your digital habits in IELTS speaking. In today's digital age, our online behaviors and habits are heavily influenced by those around us. This topic is increasingly relevant in IELTS speaking tests, as examiners seek to understand how candidates navigate the digital world and the impacts of technology on their lives. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions about a person who has influenced your digital habits, with sample answers and detailed analysis to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a person who has influenced your digital habits, is likely to appear in IELTS speaking tests due to its relevance to modern life. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences, describe relationships, and reflect on technological impacts. This topic may be presented in various forms across all three parts of the speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may encounter questions related to your general digital habits. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: how much time do you spend online each day? Sample answer, band 7-8. Well, to be honest, I spend a considerable amount of time online daily. On average, I'd say it's around 5 to 6 hours, split between work-related tasks and personal browsing. However, I'm becoming increasingly conscious of my screen time and trying to strike a balance between my digital life and offline activities. Analysis. This answer demonstrates a good range of vocabulary with phrases like considerable amount, conscious of, and strike a balance. It also shows the ability to provide a detailed response while reflecting on personal habits. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has influenced your digital habits. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what digital habits they influenced, and explain how this influence has affected your life. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my cousin Sarah, who has significantly influenced my digital habits. Sarah is a tech-savvy individual who works as a digital marketing specialist in a renowned firm. We've been close since childhood, and I've always admired her ability to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to technology. Sarah introduced me to the concept of digital minimalism, which has profoundly impacted my online behavior. She showed me how to curate my social media feeds to focus on content that adds value to my life, rather than mindlessly scrolling through an endless stream of information. Additionally, she taught me the importance of digital detox, encouraging me to set aside specific times to disconnect from my devices completely. One of the most significant habits she influenced was my approach to online productivity. Sarah introduced me to various apps and tools that help manage time effectively, such as Pomodoro timers and website blockers. These tools have revolutionized the way I work and study online, allowing me to maintain focus and avoid digital distractions. The impact of Sarah's influence on my digital habits has been overwhelmingly positive. I now feel more in control of my online presence and less overwhelmed by the constant influx of digital information. My productivity has increased substantially, and I find myself having more meaningful interactions both online and offline. Perhaps most importantly, I've developed a healthier relationship with technology, using it as a tool to enhance my life rather than letting it dominate my time and attention. In essence, Sarah's influence has helped me become a more mindful and intentional user of technology, which has improved various aspects of my life, from my work efficiency to my overall well-being. Analysis. This response demonstrates a wide range of vocabulary related to digital habits and technology. The use of specific examples and personal reflection shows a high level of fluency and coherence. The speaker effectively addresses all points in the cue card while providing a clear narrative structure. Possible follow-up questions. Do you think it's important for everyone to have a digital mentor like Sarah? How has your approach to social media changed since adopting these new habits? Sample answer, band 8-9, for question 1. While I wouldn't say it's absolutely essential for everyone to have a digital mentor like Sarah, I do believe it can be incredibly beneficial. In today's rapidly evolving digital landscape, having someone to guide you through the complexities of online life can be invaluable. A digital mentor can help you navigate the pitfalls of excessive screen time, privacy concerns, and information overload. They can introduce you to tools and strategies that enhance your digital experience, making it more productive and less stressful. However, I also think it's possible for individuals to develop healthy digital habits independently through research and self-reflection. The key is being proactive and conscious about one's relationship with technology, whether that's facilitated by a mentor or not. Part 3, two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner may ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Examiner, how do you think social media influencers are changing people's digital habits? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Social media influencers are undoubtedly having a profound impact on people's digital habits, and this influence is multifaceted. On one hand, influencers are often at the forefront of introducing new apps, platforms, and digital trends to their followers. This can lead to rapid adoption of new technologies and ways of interacting online. For instance, the rise of TikTok was largely driven by influencers who showcased the platform's creative potential. However, there's also a more concerning aspect to this influence. Many people, especially younger users, may find themselves spending excessive amounts of time online trying to emulate the lifestyles and digital behaviors of their favorite influencers. This can lead to issues such as social media addiction and a distorted perception of reality. That being said, some influencers are using their platforms to promote healthier digital habits. They're advocating for digital detoxes, mindful usage of technology, and the importance of maintaining a balance between online and offline life. This positive influence can help counteract some of the negative effects of excessive social media use. Ultimately, I believe the impact of influencers on digital habits is a double-edged sword. While they can introduce people to innovative and useful digital practices, there's also a risk of fostering unhealthy online behaviors. It's crucial for individuals to approach influencer content critically and make conscious decisions about their own digital habits rather than blindly following trends. Analysis. This response demonstrates a sophisticated understanding of the topic with a balanced view of both positive and negative impacts. The use of specific examples and advanced vocabulary, e.g., multifaceted, distorted perception, contributes to a high band score. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Digital minimalism, digital minimum, noun, the practice of using technology intentionally and sparingly. Example, adopting digital minimalism has helped me focus on what truly matters in my online interactions. Tech savvy, adjective, well informed about or proficient in the use of modern technology. Example, my younger colleagues are incredibly tech savvy, always keeping up with the latest digital trends. To curate, verb, to select, organize, and present online content or information. Example, I learned to curate my social media feed to include more educational content. Digitux, noun, a period during which a person refrains from using electronic devices. Example, taking a weekly digital detox has significantly improved my mental well-being. Mindful usage, noun phrase, the practice of being conscious and intentional about one's use of technology. Example, practicing mindful usage of my smartphone has helped me reduce screen time. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing digital habits, use a wide range of vocabulary related to technology and online behavior. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both positive and negative aspects of digital influences. Practice speaking about your digital habits regularly, focusing on fluency and coherence. Be prepared to discuss broader societal impacts of technology, not just personal experiences. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, natural intonation, and a confident delivery of your ideas. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about how to describe a person who has motivated you to be more organized, as organizational skills often go hand in hand with effective digital habits. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.